With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. No look now, but Joe Biden wants to spend all of the congressionally approved money it has left to boost Ukraine before Donald Trump takes over as Commander-in-Chief. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin today says the United States will provide nearly $1 billion more in weapons support to Ukraine. 83 years ago today, Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. 2,300 American servicemen died. The United States was quickly launched into World War II. Massive search continues around the country, really, for the man suspected of killing an insurance executive this week in the Big Apple.
Chief of Detectives Joe Kenney tells CNN, video shows the gunman left the scene on a bicycle Wednesday morning. He later ditched the bike.
And then from there, we have him in a taxi cab. And the taxi cab takes him up to 178th Street and Broadway.
There is a bus terminal there.
We have video of him entering the Port Authority bus terminal. We don't have any video of him exiting, so we believe he may have gotten on a bus.
The terminal offers service to cities like Boston and Washington, D.C. The reason for the killing remains unknown. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNNews.com, political observer Ben Domenech says when it comes to artificial intelligence, the United States is way behind.
We are seeing China, you know, really outpace us in recent years in ways that we don't fully understand yet. You know, certainly it's something we're all paying attention to, but it's something that can't be allowed to happen in such a critical time.
Domestic policy expert Matt Continetti says he wasn't surprised when President Biden pardoned his son so much as he was surprised by the scope of that pardon.
He's not just pardoning Hunter for the crimes for which a jury found him guilty, the tax evasion crime and the gun charge.
This is SRN News. Christians are cheering Australia's social media ban. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Clergymen, pro-family groups, and others have been warning for years that social media is corrupting the spirits, minds, and bodies of the world's young people. And they're all congratulating Australia's government for taking action. Though it won't be implemented for a year, the ban will cover all children under the age of 16 and will levy large fines on tech companies that break the law. Social media is blamed for introducing kids to pornography and gambling, amongst other things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany, famous for its Christmas markets dating back to the Middle Ages, but it seems the LGBT agenda has come for them as well. In Berlin, there's now a gay Christmas market offering entertainment by drag queens. There's also another Christmas market that specializes in pornography. This is SRN News. A new Senate study finds 94% of all federal employees in this country work from home.
According to the study, just 6% of federal workers do their jobs in an office full time, and a third are fully remote. Government office buildings have an occupancy rate of just 12%, despite the fact the federal government spends $16 billion every year to operate them. Elon Musk, co-chair of incoming President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, has signaled federal workers should have to return to work in their government office buildings. Bob Agner reporting.
The government has ordered testing of the nation's milk supply for bird flu to better monitor the spread of the virus in dairy cows. Ag Department says raw or unpasteurized milk from dairy farms and processors nationwide must be tested on request. That starts December 16th. More details at SRNNews.com.